This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship radio stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, don't forget, everybody's out there working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our mail haulers, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys out there, Tom and the gang, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel around the countryside. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're on Parler, MeWe, Gab, Getter, True Social, Twitter, and Instagram as Captain's America, all the same way. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, well, he's back from Washington State, folks. So joining us, retired United States Army, retired Lieutenant Colonel, that would be none other than Kevin Wright. He's the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be back home with you. Had a great trip up there, and it's great to see that America's Third Watch was had a presence up there. And folks, you talk about EMS and firefighters, they were everywhere.
Yep.
In the rural areas where I was at.
Yep. Well, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States
of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible,
with
liberty
and justice. For all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big news, I guess, is what's going to happen to Hunter. A lot of things coming down right now. The vice is closing, if you will, on Hunter. I don't know if the DOJ is going to do anything. The jury's certainly out, but there's so much pressure being put on the DOJ and the representatives in Congress by the people out here that we want something done about Hunter.
Yeah, you know, Captain, for America's Third Watch listeners, you know, their first reaction is, well, it's about time. And I'm not holding my breath on this, anticipating, because we've been disappointed with the unequal application of justice in so many ways, but this, I think the facts in this case are so inescapable that I don't think we can avoid anything. Of course, we've said that on other things before, but we will wait and see, but it looks like sooner rather than later there may be some measure of justice that'll be applied there. Of course, he's been his own worst enemy as far as the evidence that's been presented. Surprise, surprise, but like father, like son, his father has been his own worst enemy with the own words coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, good morning to George, the godfather. Hope you're having a good day there, George. And he just chimed in.
Hi, good morning, George. Good to be back here with you. I know he's a traveling man too. He gets around the country.
Yep.
But I'm glad to be back here in the free state of Florida with George and other America's Third Watch listeners.
Speaking of traveling, did you have any oil on your windshield?
I did, and I think I need to go get tested to see if maybe I haven't contracted cancer as a result.
Well, it was more than that, because a few months back it was asthma. Everybody had asthma. And then yesterday in a speech up there in Somerset, Massachusetts, it was cancer. So one or the other. And Twitter was just going nuts yesterday with what Biden said about having cancer.
And, of course, the science doesn't support either one of those conclusions or crazy ideas that our president came up with. This, and absolutely nothing to do. And, in fact, the veracity of his story about it, having all that stuff on the internet in his home area right there, is that is questionable, but it always is.
Well, it has to do with dementia.
Yes, it does.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, and people need to start looking beyond what's going on here and understand that he has a medical problem.
Yeah, it's interesting. In the contrast, you know, CIA came out with a report that there's no evidence that Vladimir Putin's and health and his mental is that, but at the same time, we're increasingly learning that maybe the same can't be said about the leader of the free world.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Biden bypassed the Congress yesterday up there in Somerset, Massachusetts, announced some executive actions on the climate control crisis. It came just short of declaring it an emergency, because it's not.
Well, politically, the Democrats are declaring an emergency because these are acts of desperation between now and November. And in a way, if you are an America First, that you are for constitutional limited government, civil rights and responsibilities by the individual, and for free enterprise, you're delighted if Democrats are being desperate and having to invest all this time, energy, and money and resources into November, and a losing cause, I do believe, because they're going to really have to reinvent themselves after that between now and 2024 as we focus on that. But, that's just adjunct to that. And, of course, we all know that the president, whatever is in his own mind, is not a speaker of his own mind. It's stuff that's being played out there at Democratic talking points.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back right after this break. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, I've told you before, coming soon to Brooksville, dealership number four, Moss dealership number four, will be opening up up there on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. They're going to have a big grand opening celebration. I'm going to be a very big part of that, and we're going to be broadcasting up there, too. So look forward to seeing many of you up there. Got a lot of friends and neighbors up there in Brooksville. I was on the air up there for several years in the morning. By the way, speaking of Brooksville, I'm going to be on the radio in Brooksville this morning right after we get off the air here on my syndicated show. I'm going to be on with JW and company on the morning show up there for about 10 minutes or so. I should be on about 6:10 until about 6:20 or thereabouts. Going to talk about some of the stuff we're talking about here, so look forward to coming back home to the radio dial up there in Brooksville here in a little while. Now, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty veterans, where military, active duty military and veterans and first responders and church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to them. Don't forget, You Serve, You Save is what it's all called. And Moss Care, also, where free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle are yours as well. Clean trade-ins? Boy, they're commanding a great resale value. You might want to check with them and see what your car is worth. It might shock the heck out of you. If it's in good shape, it's going to be worth more money than what you think it is. I'll tell you that right now. So check them out online, MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open another door for you. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and host of Military Matters. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Did I leave anything out?
I think you got it.
Okay, I don't want to shortchange you because you've got a lot of good stuff going there. Want to keep the ball rolling. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the executive actions that the president's trying to put through and the climate control crisis and all this other nonsense, gasoline up, gasoline down, oil up, oil down. He takes his trip to the Middle East, trying to get some stuff. We all were told what it was we were going to try to get. And most of the foreign affairs experts are saying that he got a big fat zero out of his trip to the Middle East. What do you think?
Well, I think inescapably that's exactly what happened. And I think he's looking forward to, or he's hoping, and hope is never a method, so these all these Joe Biden stickers on the gas pumps that says I did that will start pointing at phenomenally low gas prices. But as we know, that is a free market process. Even in the world market where free enterprise doesn't play as much as we'd like it to, as it does in our country, but even there, much of that is due to just the ups and downs, and most people anticipate, just like the economy, that's a temporary thing. I gotta tell you, I am delighted that now I can go get, as you indicated, you were able to get a pretty damn good price here in Florida for gasoline, and that's starting to do better. Wasn't that true up there in Washington State? It was still 30 cents higher than it is here in many places. But back to the Middle East trip. There's no wins. There's nothing there that they could trump and say that. Frankly, the other folks that were involved that he spoke with, they can't come out and say anything. They can't throw the president a bone to say, hey, this was a great outcome here. We know better, and unfortunately, the world knows better. It's time. We got to turn ourselves around to where we can once again not only be America first, but America can be deemed to be first in the eyes of the world as well.
What did you think about that fake arrest of Ayok and Omar and the hands behind the back and all that stuff? And then as Ayok is walking away, she takes her right hand and raises her fist up in the air.
I'm amazed. I don't know why they even stopped there. They need to play it up. They need to have them bound and gagged and thrown on the ground with, feet on their necks and stuff like that. I'm surprised that, I guess that'll come later. On the falsity of that. Well, you and I are not. Nobody's surprised anymore.
Nope.
If the avalanche that they'll do to try to do, to get attention, whatever it is. And unfortunately for them, the kind of attention that they're garnering, because it's too dang easy to discern the truth of that sort of thing. And yeah, I'm sorry. I can't count on one finger the number of Americans that feel sorry for them and their arrest. Not even their fans.
Yeah, very, very much so. And, of course, again, trying to figure out what that bunch is up to, it's just like you might as well just forget about it because I don't think they know half the time.
They don't, and you're right. You can forget about it.
Now, let me ask you a question here about Democrats in Pennsylvania. You're pretty familiar with Pennsylvania. You've been through there a number of times, right?
I have been up there, and I've got friends down here that spend a great deal of time up in Pennsylvania, so I keep a little bit of a handle on it.
I'm trying to find out what this is all about. Democrats in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives are inviting women and non-men to participate in a discussion about issues affecting their communities that highly impact non-men in Pennsylvania. What the hell are they talking about?
Well, that explains a lot, because I certainly didn't get an invitation. I don't think you got an invitation to speak in front of the Pennsylvania legislature. That's amazing. It's not amazing. It's like I often say, I continue to be disappointed in things that you hear about that's going out there in state legislatures, especially the woke state legislatures. But I'm no longer surprised by anything, and that certainly doesn't surprise me. But it goes against the grain. You don't have to travel that far out of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh to find the kind of Americans that, you know, I observe out in the more rural areas outside of Seattle and Portland, Oregon, and Salem, Oregon, to discover, the kind of American people that are still grounded in what being an American is all about. And I'm sorry, they don't, that kind of stuff doesn't cotton to them, and it won't to Americans. So, hey, they want to keep playing those kind of cards. Those are, that's a losing hand for them, but that's the way it goes. So I continue to be disappointed, but I'm no longer surprised.
By the way, Colonel, I want to say a special shout out to our new affiliate up there in Laconia, New Hampshire, WEZS, and they are carrying the program, and we appreciate them very much and thank them very much for doing that. I've got a lot of friends in New Hampshire, so you never know. Never say never, right?
You're right. Yeah, the small but important state of New Hampshire, and which we know it's home to, but yeah, outside of Nashua and a couple other places, but even inside Nashua, we've got folks. We've got America's Third Watch, America First people out there, and I think New Hampshire is a salvageable state, and I'm glad that America's Third Watch is going to have it, and Tim Real will have a hand in making that happen.
Now, I'm wondering what is going on with the Bannon prosecution, because they rested their case yesterday after only calling two witnesses. And I realized that they said that they were going to have a quick case and this, that, and the other. Now, of course, the defense gets to put their case together. But two witnesses on the prosecution, that didn't sound right.
I know. That's a head-scratch. But I wonder if they had the same Hollywood producers put together those two witnesses that's on the January 6th hearings that are they still going on? I have to keep that reminding myself and checking to see if that's still going on or not.
But yeah.
Probably the same production quality going on there. So it'll be interesting. I'm staying tuned, as are you.
Yeah, very much so. And we'll just see what happens next. By the way, we understand that President Biden has hinted on speaking with China's President Xi sometime in the next week to 10 days. We'll see. Don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Yeah, we'll see if Biden gets the same cold shoulder treatment that apparently Turkey gave to Vladimir Putin. I think it was yesterday. Had Vladimir Putin sitting and waiting for 30 some odd seconds. He didn't show up, so he got a cold shoulder there. The difference is that Vladimir he doesn't tolerate that as well as Biden continues to put up with smacks on the face by our number one security threat in the world, China. And we all know the underlying reasons for why he put tolerates that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
Wait and see.
Hold that thought. We're taking a break. We'll be right back with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And good morning to you again, George.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States military has a serious recruiting problem, worse than the Vietnam days of 1975. After 5 months of the fiscal year, the Army reached only 23% of its active duty goal for new recruitments. Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says all this wokeness is a turnoff, and China is taking note.
The biggest existential crisis we face is that China wants to replace us as a world superpower, and they are rapidly building out their nuclear forces that may one day overmatch our nuclear forces.
Russian natural gas began flowing again at a reduced volume through the Nord Stream pipeline. It was down for 10 days under annual maintenance. EV manufacturer Tesla reported its first sequential decline in quarterly profit in more than a year as it works through global economic turmoil and an extended shutdown at its Shanghai assembly plant. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor, which is a product that I take religiously. I take it to start my day, and I have for the past 8 years. I start my day every morning with it, get it in my system to take care of the problems that I have with the pain that I've got, and also the discomfort that I have with the inflammation and the swelling when it comes around. Now, this product, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're struggling with neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or even general muscle aches or pains, this product will help you. It will also help you if you have inflammation or swelling going on, because that's the other reason I take it. Now, it's been 1995 for the 8 years that I've been around, and it's still 1995 for the three-week quick start. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain, too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee to stay out of pain. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the three-week quick start. See what it will do for you. As I said, I've been taking it for more than 8 years, and it works for me, and hopefully it'll do the same thing for you. If not, you just say, okay, I tried it, it didn't work, and thanks very much, but I'll see you down the road or whatever. That's all you got to do. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995 for the three-week quick start to get yourself out of pain, because it works, and I know because I take it. All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's back with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
I want to talk about Joe Biden for a second because we know how bad Joe's poll numbers are, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, we're 4 months out from the November midterm elections, and with a generic congressional ballot polling continuing to favor Republicans, and with Joe Biden's rock-bottom approval ratings languishing somewhere in the basement, frantic Democrats, including those in Biden's inner circle, have increasingly wanted to rely on First Lady Jill Biden to come to the rescue of the party that's clearly on the ropes. Well, there's just one little problem with all this. First Lady Jill Biden has been the recipient of a huge drop in her ratings by some 24 points over the last year and a half. And according to the latest CNN poll, when asked whether or not they had a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Mrs. Biden, 34% had a favorable opinion of her, while 29% had an unfavorable one, and another 37% said they were unsure. But she's lost that that loving feeling out there amongst the voters.
No, I think America's learned that she's not really a medical doctor.
That's right.
But even that, you know, even a certain percentage of those that get their medical degrees and are medical doctors that graduate at the bottom of their class. And whatever degree she got, she apparently graduated at the bottom of her class, or at least by all indications she did, because notwithstanding that she seems to be the brains part of whatever part it is of that tandem of the president and his missus, she is prone to saying some pretty crazy and ludicrous things, too. Maybe a little bit of her husband is wiping off on her. So, yeah, good luck with that.
By the way, Capitol Police Chief got upset and fired back at the U.S. attorney after he refused to charge Stephen Colbert's staffers that were arrested in the Capitol office building after hours. He does not like the fact that they were let go of that, and they made a mockery of the entire legal system.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a double standard right there. As I said, it's, you know, most law enforcement, they've got it. Because they have to live with it on a daily basis, they've got a good sense of blind justice and equal application of the law. And when they are, when the work that they do is made a mockery of by those in the other branch of government, outside the executive branch and the judiciary, you know, they take umbrage to that. And while quite often traditionally they're kind of quiet about that, it's increasingly difficult for them to do when they get these public slaps in the face, and that's exactly what it is. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I know. I've used that expression a few times myself. It is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, well, it are what it are. I've done that, too. I've done it the other way around. You know, it's hard to figure out what's going to take place in Arizona because the abortion providers are challenging the pre-Roe Arizona ban that's out there in Arizona, and it's all up in the air again out there. The attorney general wants to return the state to the time when abortion bans were enforceable. The people suing him don't want that, and I don't know what's going to happen there.
You know, Arizona's been for some time now, it's been a very interesting state to watch. I mean, a lot of people pay attention here to our state of Florida and Texas, but Arizona's extraordinarily interesting, one, because of what you're talking about now and the battles that they have, but you know, a week or so ago, they were they exceeded all the other states by saying, "Hey, public education or not, we're going to offer parents everywhere to have the same amount of money, and we're not just simply going to give them a voucher and they can do that. We're going to say, hey, we are going to give you the check. If you want to homeschool your kids, you get the same amount of money as anybody for anything else they do." So that's you know, the Arizona's setting the pace on some things right there, and they're having to fight some fights right there. So I'd be curious to see that. They got some interesting elections going on there in Arizona as well, as you know.
Now, the CIA and the director of the CIA said that the Ukraine war is making China rethink their Taiwan strategy.
You know, we've heard that for some time now, and I'm not sure. Of course, there was a plan for Kamala to go visit.
Yeah.
And I think they're saying
Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's going to Taiwan.
Yeah, we send out a lot of mixed signals on this. On the one hand, we'll say, oh, we're going to be tough on China. On the other hand, I don't know. I have no confidence that we are taking a counter approach to China on almost any front that's required right there. But I would hope that they would rethink some things. But unfortunately, I think given the way China operates, it's not going to be for the better. It's not going to be for the better of the people there, and it's going to make us and whoever replaces Biden in 2024's job that much more difficult. Not more. But we got quite a bit of mess to have to clean up, and we've got a big enough mess here in less than 2 years, and it's going to get bigger, not easier to deal with.
I wonder if Putin is going to cut off the gas supply, to Europe, like we're hearing.
I'd heard that the supplies from Russia were being sent back up in Germany. I don't know. I need to read the details on that. I was looking at just about a half hour ago. So that's another one of the things where you get a lot of mixed signals on things, just like we're talking about with China and Taiwan. But we never really, as we should have a year ago, taken a full measure. There would have been pain felt, especially in Europe, which has become so reliant on them. But that's a big signal thing. I've got to look up and see what the real deal is on that and what the real direction is going in. This proxy war that we're fighting in Ukraine and everybody, and of course recently in the Department of Defense, there was a global meeting on this, and it's quite clear they know it's going to be a protracted war. There's good news on the Ukrainian side, bad news on the Russian side, and vice versa. You say it to me, you learn something every week. But by what we kind of surmise is going to be, it's going to be a protracted, stalemated war with wins and losses, all that. And of course, with bids for us to invest more of our money and resources at a time when we can ill afford that to do that. But there's other ways to fight and win that. I keep my fingers crossed, and I hope for the best. And maybe between November and the election 2024, we can help to make this go a little bit different direction. But stay tuned. We'll see.
All right. Well, Colonel, I appreciate you sticking around, and we appreciate you on the program. So have yourself a great day, and we will talk to you again next week, my friend.
My pleasure. Always, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Retired Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as host of Military Matters. And checked out the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. They're going to have a big event coming the 24th of September. You might want to be involved in that one. I'll be back. Don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If nations are to be judged by how they treat their children, then the United States could be in big heap of trouble. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Once upon a time, children in America were seen as little innocent ones who needed proper guidance and were to be cherished because it was the right thing to do. Parents were at one time bound by their God-given duty and privilege to raise their children in the way that they should go so that they would not permanently depart from the goals to live a life of high morals, belief in God, and to be a positive contributor to society. Lurking in the shadows, however, are those of leftist ideology, which centrals around personal, national and global destruction. Today, some parents and numerous educators participate in grooming little children for living an unnatural lifestyle of sexual confusion, hatred of themselves, hatred of God, country, and the family. Many young students in San Francisco are forced via adult negligence to walk through blocks of brutish and filthy homeless adults and their sidewalk excrement. Wake up, America! How you treat your children will dictate our nation's future. I'm Ron Edwards.
brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, and don't forget that because you want the best Constitutional Grounds as the coffee, you want your cup. Now, simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at the website, theronedwards.com, and make your purchase there. Now, I will tell you that Constitutional Grounds, and that's about what I'm going to do here right now. Let's see. Good. That's my Terrace Tumbler, and that's my coffee. I like iced coffee, and I usually go through a couple of those a night. But Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Check it out. All right. I also need to remind you that this final segment of the program is brought to you by Dominic's. Dominic's Blinds and Shades down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road, right at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And if you're listening to me out there in Radio Land and you're looking for some parts, maybe, for your blinds or your shades or your shutters, or maybe even want to order something, you can get it from Dominic's. They'll send it right to you. They also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs here in the local area. So give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right. You know, it's kind of hard to sit here and put up with all the gobbledygook going on out there. And that's my terminology I'll use for a moment. It's kind of hard to put up with all this stuff because that every time you turn around and you take a look at what Joe Biden is doing or you listen to what he has to say, it's like, did I just hear what I thought I heard? Or what's the story here? Because, again, it's hard to place Biden at the scene of the crime, let alone hold him responsible for anything he's saying, because he'll say something and then he'll turn around and say something totally in the opposite direction. And again, I get what that is. That's dementia that's doing that. I get that. But it's still a very difficult process. Now, the other thing is, an accurate description of one of the driving forces behind the fading of America's near-term economic prospects right now happens to be how consumer spending has faded earlier and faster than most analysts expected. Now, this was largely because food and energy prices have become a sort of a tax on the U.S. economy. The high prices of necessities have forced Americans to economize by decreasing spending on discretionary items. The fading of the consumer was missed, not just because many economists are overly focused on core inflation, which excludes food and energy sources, but we all know that the tax on consumers from high prices has become too obvious to ignore. It sent the regional Fed and the manufacturing surveys into negative territory. Home sales are falling because many Americans are being priced out of the market. Average prices are rising still. And that's largely a compositional effect where less wealthy Americans who are buying fewer homes can't afford to buy the homes in some of their own neighborhoods. And that's a shame. That's a real shame. Now, this has left consumers expecting bad times ahead. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment showed some improvement in the mid-month preliminary reading, pushing his score up to 51.1 from the all-time low of 50. Now, the entirety of the improvement, however, came from the assessment of current conditions, which has largely been a reflection of gas prices retreating in recent weeks. The expectations barometer has worsened during the last several months. And again, all you got to do is take a look at the gas prices and you'll know what's going on with the country. Gas, oil, diesel, kerosene, jet fuel, all of that has a bearing on what's going on with our economic base anywhere and everywhere. All right. Let me scoot on over here real quick and let me get over to a section of my platform where I can get ready for this next caller, because we got a great scenario coming up here. It's a great time to be an American, a great time to have someone in your corner and someone that you can support too. Great time for all of that. So here we go. Let's get ready. You're going to know who it is when you hear this.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Biden's a disaster. Everybody knows it. The after disaster. Who's the idiot that's voting for him? Who is the idiot that is voting for a Democrat? You gotta check yourself. Let's get down to business about, let me say something about football here. Name, image, and likeness. Let me switch gears here. You college kids, you're getting this money. Okay, now you're seeing socialism creep in. Has nothing to do with you getting them. Don't worry. The university hates your kids getting this kind of money. They hate it. Okay, because now you're making more than the president. Now you're making more than this. Now the coaches can leave. Nick Saban can leave tomorrow and get a 10-year, $250 million contract, okay, all cash, and no one's going to say nothing. But you, Kirby Smart, you won the national championship, and you're saying one kid got $10,000 a month for 4 years, okay, and you said you wouldn't be here today. Let me tell you what you would do. You would have bought your mom and daddy a house. You bought your daddy a car. You would have been living good. So don't tell me that when you're making $5, $10 million a year of coaching football that these kids ain't working, okay? You kids better wake up and understand you're a businessman now, okay? This is a business. Football is a $1 trillion business with gaming and college and a $1 trillion business in the pros, okay? And let me tell Jerry Jones and the NFL something. I'll take Tim Tebow in a one-year contract and move Dak Prescott on the bench and Mike McCarthy on the bench and I'll win the Super Bowl. You said before the draft you can't get him on the field. You can't win a playoff game, Jerry. You can't win a playoff game when you haven't won one since Jimmy left. Okay, the Redskins, I'll put Carson Wentz on the bench, put Tim Tebow in. I'll win the Super Bowl this year. Move Ron Rivera out. Okay, Jalen Hurts, but Tebow beats Alabama. I'll move him out and win the Super Bowl. Don't tell me that Tebow ain't 10 times better than the clown you got. Stand up for our country. Stand up for Jesus Christ. Stand up for our President Donald Trump.
All righty. I guess you were talking about football today. That kind of preempts tomorrow. Okay. I'll be back tonight with more to Captain America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Enjoy the weather. Be safe. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.